Praise God. I want to share with you this morning is a short video of the Voice of the Martyr. Everybody familiar with the Voice of the Martyr? It's a gathering of those who watch out for our brothers and sisters being persecuted. And you have a part of this every month at our church here. We help support them. And then some of you even give extra money yourself to help support them. So anyway, we have this video set up here.
My name is Jeanette. I am a Christian and I love Jesus with all my heart. I love my children and I love the people of my country, the Central African Republic. There are both Christians and Muslims in my country, and we lived as neighbors as I worked to reach them for Christ. But my hope for a peaceful life didn't last. Our village was ambushed by the Islamist attackers. Guns started firing and we started running as fast as we could into the bush. All the Christians in my village were killed or driven into hiding. I fled with my children. We didn't even have time to put on our shoes or clothes.
Attacks like these have been targeting Christians in the Central African Republic for 8 years and continue today. Churches and missionary stations that have been built over decades have been destroyed, along with Christians' homes that have been burnt to the ground. In one area, the only structures that remained were the metal roofs of two churches. Thousands of Christians have spent years in makeshift temporary shelters, far from their homes, as the violence and instability continues. Delivering desperately needed help to displaced Christians often means overcoming impassable roads, using cargo planes, trucks, motorcycles, bicycles, and even canoes. With God's help, supplies are making it to Christians scattered throughout various camps. Today, Jeanette and more than 30,000 Christians in the Central African Republic have been driven from their homes, all because of their faithfulness in maintaining a witness for Christ in majority Muslim areas in the face of severe Islamist violence. These courageous believers, our Christian brothers and sisters in the Central African Republic, have shown God's love and forgiveness to their persecutors. They continue to faithfully follow the Lord and trust Him to meet their needs.
They continue to, they love Jesus. They continue to serve Him. You know, what the enemy doesn't realize is that was just a building they burnt. Right. We're the temple of the living God, and Christ lives in. And all that persecution they go through, and they still pray for the enemy, they still love Jesus. What a testimony that is. Okay? But I want to share with you a verse that relates to you today. And you'll find it in Matthew 25. I want to share this with you this morning, just for a moment, and a couple other things. In Matthew 25, verse 31, Jesus says, "But when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on His glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates a sheep from the gate." So this is a time of separation, and there will be a time for those to be dealt justice. Amen? Amen? Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty, or give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger, invite you in, or naked, and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. And I share that with you this morning because we have for years and years supported the Voice of the Martyrs. We help feed. That one truck you seen going through the mud, it could be a sack of rice on there that through your donations that we were able to feed those who are being persecuted for believing and following Jesus Christ. So when it's time you think, well, what have I done for the kingdom? That's one part that you're doing. You're helping those to be encouraged, okay? It's one thing to be a believer, but it's another thing to have your belly a little bit of food in it. You know what I'm saying? And to know, for them to know that there's people here in America that believe in the Lord and wants to support and help them, what a blessing that might be. Amen? Remember that. But at the same time, we got to look at what took place over there, I believe, and look toward America right now. Okay, we got to open our eyeballs up, and I'm telling you what, this is the last Sunday before the election period. If you're tired of me talking about it, I'm sorry, but I'm telling you what, we are standing at the break, at the threshold of this nation. And folks, the persecution you see there taking place wants to take place here in America. Understand that. Because America, we are the most generous nation there is. We support so many ministries around the world and share the gospel that we are really the heartbeat, the hub of Christianity for the world. Understand that. Amen? So it's not about yourself anymore, your own comfort, and you not being involved. It's about the world. I think early during praise and worship, what would happen if Paul Revere would not run through the streets saying, the British is coming, the British are coming. What if he would say, hey, listen, I might offend somebody. I know my brother around the corner there, he loves that British tea. If I give a warning and keep my mouth, if I don't say nothing, I won't offend them. But he put his life on the line, did he not? He wasn't afraid to speak. The enemy's coming. They're coming to steal, kill, and destroy you. Be prepared. Be prepared. Open your eyes up. Amen? And then I say the same cry for us today. For this country to continue in sharing the gospel so freely, we have to take root into the Word of God. And we need to be out there on Tuesday and make sure that you vote. Vote for those who stand upon the Word of God. Amen? Those who at least honor the Word of God. Those who are not trying to shut you down. Our brother in California, I shared with you several months, was fined $5,000 a day for sharing the gospel, for having a church service. $5,000 a day. You realize, just 2 weeks ago, his bill got up to $112,000. And he had to give in. They quit holding services in his church. In America. Wow. That's just the start. Amen. We need to take a stand, I really believe. Amen. And God is our answer. Amen? Amen? Jesus is our way, the truth, and the life. But he gave each one of us a finger. And that finger is used in the place to vote. To vote according to the Word of God. You don't vote for your favorite nicest person. Who is God using? And the platform has never been so separated. It's like life and death. We need to make sure we're involved, guys. I still have information up here. If you haven't voted yet, I'll pass out to you. There's a lying, deceiving spirit out there in America today, and it's running rampant. And we got to do our best to get the truth out there. As I shared before, day after election, the church is still going to be here. But it really makes the determination what degree of persecution the church will have for a few more years. Amen? But man, 2 days ago, Carol, you're there. I can never say a country in Nigeria that is asking for help.
The Coptic Christians?
The Coptic Christians. We mentioned it last week. Being annihilated, been put to death for believing in Jesus. And they were crying out, hey, man, get a hold of America, get a hold of President Trump. You know, we need help here. And he was speaking the other day. They got his attention. He's being involved. Crying out to America, knowing that you guys are a godly nation and that our president will stand. And then yesterday or day before, they had the American farmer, where was he at? Nigeria?
Yeah.
Just north of Pastor Peter. They taken hostage for ransom. This took place like on Tuesday. A farmer raising food to feed people. President Trump authorized SEAL Team 6. Went in and rescued that man. And eliminated the threat. I say that two purposes is to show. Number one, you don't mess with America. With our president, the way he responds. Okay. Now, again, I'm just saying this. You'll think twice, Bruce, to come and take me hostage, knowing America will come in and wipe you out. Okay. Just leave me alone, and we'll be fine. So you see the strength of the nation. But I look this way. Look at God. Look at the strength of our God. We stand firm on His Word, and He stands for us. People will learn, hey, listen, don't mess with their God. I think Joshua had that spoken about him before, okay? I think I heard it before about Moses. I think Abraham, we might have heard the same thing. Amen? That God intervenes for His people as His people stand for Him. Now, again, God's desire is that no one would ever perish, but people make choices. And we are in covenant, we are His children, and we stand for Him. He stands with us. So watch out, keep your eyes open, and see God intervene in the coming weeks for His people. But folks, may we never rejoice over the destruction of our enemy. May we rejoice for the protection that God gives us. And continue to pray for those who persecute us. That's what they want. That's what the voice of the martyrs want. They never once said, get us out of here. Their main thing is why they're there, that they be strengthened in order to continue to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. And may that be our heart also. God, I'm going through a lot today. But strengthen me that I may continue to live and share the gospel the way I live. Because the greatest gospel you ever preach is the way you live your life. Man, the love that you have for folks, people see it. It makes a difference in people's lives. But then, fellas right there on the screen up there, you make a difference in their lives. You bought goats for them before? You bought chickens for them? Eggs fed families? Some of their husbands are in prison today, and you help them take care of the family. Some are widows today, and you help them take care of them. God wants us to, as He blesses us, to share with those in need. And we do it here in the community. And we do it around the world, just doing what we can to help present the gospel of Jesus Christ. But may our hearts never grow cold to the point that we just write people off and say, I'm done. And whatever we need to do, more prayer, more in the Word of God, allow Him to resonate. Then just do a I'm going to say, what do you call them things when you take your blood out and put somebody else's blood in completely? Transfusion. May the blood of Christ continue to transfuse us completely and not lose hope in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. got any questions about anything, you want my opinion, I'll gladly give you my opinion on anything. I'll give you my opinion, I'll tell you what God says, and take it from there. But really, I want to encourage you all aspects of your life. We're getting short to the end. Some hearts are getting harder. Tempers are getting shorter. Word rage is increasing. And you just try to share it with somebody out of love what the Bible says, and they don't want to receive it. But we can't stop at least living for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All I can tell you today is thank you for worshiping the Lord. Thank you for His presence today. Thank you for the lives He's changing today. Thanks for interceding. It's great to... You guys are awesome. Bring the presence of God down. Yes, amen. So we want to close the day of breaking bread. Having communion together. As we do, it's like our reassurance of what Christ did for us. He went to the cross and died for us. Paid our penalty. Rose up from the grave, and now we follow Him. And that our brothers and sisters are part of us. You know, what we have is, among one another is for each other. And that we share. And that we encourage. And that we bless. Let's pray for our persecuted family this morning. And Father, we do come before you today and we lift up all our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted for the faith they have in Yeshua. God, we pray today they may feel your presence, God, knowing that you have not forsaken them, God, that the lies that try to come across them from the devil, saying that you left them. We cast it down today in the name of Jesus. And God, they know right now that their brothers and sisters are praying for them, Father God, interceding today for their strength. And God, that through this may they experience your comfort right now, Lord. May they feel your presence no matter where they're at, what jail cell they might be into. They might be gathered today in a basement sharing the gospel.
Hallelujah.
May they see and feel the presence and comfort of you, Lord, as you continue to open up doors to them for evangelism. Amen. Yes, they're going through a lot, Father God, but may it be worth it all.
Amen.
By the doors being opened, evangelize and bring others into the accepted knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And God, may they be bold. When that door opens, Father God, they'll boldly share that gospel. The time is short. Eternity is real, Lord. And that they have a supernatural strength.
Amen.
And a boldness out of your love to share that gospel to all they encounter, even to their guards, even to the prison officials, Lord. And as they do so, God, may they continue to mature in the faith they have for you. God, that through that maturity, God, the strength that they have, Lord, and that desire to be more and more like the Master. And God, may they be granted wisdom, Father, on how to do things undercover, covert. God, if they're trying to get Bibles into certain areas, Lord Jesus, give them ways that they can sneak them in and get them in the hands of those who wants them, Father God. God, you give wisdom to all those who seek it. But God, through all this, may they be continue to be joyful, even through all the sufferings they're gone through, God. And they keep their eyes on the prize, your glory, more souls for your kingdom. And soon, God, very soon, you're coming to take your army out of here, Father. And God, through it all, may they continue to have that spirit of forgiveness. To forgive and love their persecutors, God. Remembering that their persecutors have been lied to, they have been deceived, Father. They are following an unclean spirit.
Yes.
But God, your word is powerful, and your love living through our brothers and sisters and through us can tear down the walls that Satan has put around people. Their eyes can be opened up, God, and they can come to the full knowledge of Jesus.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray that they continue to be rooted. And for us today, also be rooted truly in the Word of God. That your Word will be that foundation on everything that they participate in. And God, for everything here. God, we thank you that we are living here in America. And you have blessed us so greatly. What a privilege that is and the freedoms that we exercise. All the other countries, other brothers and sisters would love to have the freedoms that we have in this world, God. Forgive us, Father, for the time that we have taken them lightly, Lord. And God, may we look at the blessing you've given us, and we thank you for that. But help us see how we can take those blessings and use it for others to further the gospel of Jesus and to help support those who have decided to follow Jesus, God. That all this may bring you glory. As we hear that trumpet sound and we see come home, my good and faithful servants, God, that we can come home to you with everything we have spent for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And that prayer there was how they requested for the church to pray for them for strength and boldness. They know that where they're at, God's in control. They've been called to minister, and that's what they want us to do. Say amen. Any questions this morning? Okay. Well, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he turn his face towards you and grant you peace. And may you continue to walk boldly with the gift that God has given us, salvation. May his blessings continue to rest upon you and give you wisdom. And may the promises he gave Father Abraham, all 7,000, rest upon you and your household, and upon your children's 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 children. And may you walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.